Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Welcome back to another edition of the VA Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Brad LaBelle. Welcome one and all. Some of you, by our invitation, where applicable, depending on when you do indeed hear this, at your church mice, Peter and Paul, forever and ever. Ubiquitous audience, one and all audiences, however you got here, thank you. Continue to do so. We are growing exponentially with your help by paying it forward. And we are welcoming back here for kind of, sort of, however you look at it, it's a little tiny bit of an inside joke with Tim. I believe this is actually maybe our fourth attempt, but who cares? It's definitely going to be the third attempt. Tim Doyle is going to join us and speak for himself here in just a moment. And what I really want to do really quickly here for whomever it may be first time in or you haven't had a chance to hear the preludes, I did want to go and will go to Tim's website, and that is the Path to oneness.com, and I'm actually on his About Us page there when you all get to read that for yourself. And here we go, verbatim. Tim is a spiritual teacher and guide who shares the channeled teachings of the Golden Ones. Based on universal laws and principles of harmony, balance, order, and unity for the greater good, the Golden Ones have channeled their teaching on the purpose of life for each soul born to Earth. Earth is a spiritual training school, and the Golden Ones' teachings will assist the soul in the comprehension of their path and the ascension to their next level of soul development. While now retired and settled in China after a 35-year career in the corporate world here in the United States, for those of you, this is where the show is emanating from, here in Maine in the United States, Tim is, an ordained metaphysical minister, Reiki master, certified Kundalini instructor and author. Since 1972, Tim has been a student of the Golden Ones. Tim explains, I'm using my quotation fingers here in the studio, the Golden Ones are the co-creator gods, administrators, plural, of Earth's spiritual hierarchy training school, sanctioned by the Galactic Council. They teach aspects and processes of manifestation using conscious mind, subconscious mind. Real quick interjection, a lot of the things we talk about, those of you that are here from my workouts for geriatrics and the Holistic Healing Hour, food for the mind, body, and soul. Continuing with Tim's bio here, interactions with universal mind and attuning to the heart and mind of God. Their teachings greatly assist in the soul's ascension. All souls coming to Earth are here to train to become a co-creator of God. That's the ending of the quotations. Continuing, over the years, Tim received many visitations from the Golden Ones, the Angel of Death. We actually talked about that in one of our earlier shows when Tim joined me. The Lords of Amenti, which we also talked about. Toth, spelled T-H-O-T-H, and the Egyptian God, and the Octuarians, who are seventh dimension beings. He also has experience drinking ayahuasca, which we definitely talked about. He'll help me with all these pronunciations, but Hauashuma is spelled H-U-A-C-H-U-M-A, with the shamans in Peru. He's had UFO encounters. We touched upon that a little bit in one of his previous appearances. Out-of-body experiences, O-O-B-E, and astral travel. His guidance to educate souls on their purpose in this Earth spiritual training school and use their God characteristics embedded within Since 2013, Tim has worked with thousands of people to assist in comprehending their purpose in life and the best path for their soul's ascension. Tim's online platform, The Path to Oneness, offers online courses, ebooks, and consultations, which we're going to talk about. I'm a recipient of his newsletter, and I'm very intrigued about what Tim Doyle. Welcome, Tim. Please take it away, my friend, and you pick it up, all chuckles aside, that we just had again in the green room a little bit about our prior attempts. Welcome, Tim, and you can take it wherever you decided we left off and where you want to go. Thanks, Tim, and Happy New Year to yourself.
Bill, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Bill, I guess what's coming to mind now, and this, what when we speak here, it's all guided by the Golden Ones. Let me first explain when they visited the, when I was visited by the Golden One back in about, I think it was 1983, I was in meditation, and my mind's eye, I was in meditation, eyes closed, and my mind's eye opened up as if I was watching a television. A golden light beam appeared to me, and I could see him as clearly as I was watching Donald Trump on television, okay?
That's pretty clear. Quick interjection, continue.
A very crystal clear vision, and this being was dressed in all gold robes from head to toe. He had a sash around his waist. He had a staff in his hand, and what he did is there was no face. He's just in his golden robes, and he reached around his neck and took a necklace, and it floated from his neck, and he put the necklace on my neck. And when he did so, there was a tingling sensation in my body. So that was my initial contact with the Golden Ones. And I didn't know they were the Golden Ones until they started channeling in 2013. In their first channel, I read it, and they told me that I couldn't put my name to it. And I said, how should I sign it? And they said, the Golden Ones. And that's how I was introduced to the Golden Ones. And since 2013, they have educated me in everything I write, Bill. I have to experience it to authenticate the truth of what they're teaching me. Even with the conscious mind, universal mind, the synchronicity of the universe, creation process, and so forth. So, trapped souls, ghosts, prayers, how to remove negative energies and so forth. So everything taught to me over the years is on the website, and it's free. And the reason why I don't charge is because we're all brothers and sisters in life. And if I don't want to put a price on something where someone cannot afford to get access to the teachings of the Golden One. So I don't charge for anything. Now, I do charge for the astrology and numerology reports because I actually have to sit down and write those reports. But I don't write them as computer generated, but the reports are so detailed. One report would be 20 to 25 pages long. They're very detailed reports, and I have used them for the past, oh my goodness gracious, 40 years I've used these reports. They're the best reports I know of, both the numerology and the astrology reports. So I don't charge for anything. But I am, my webmaster wants me to start a membership program where we do bi-monthly podcasts. And we're talking about that right now. But that's the reason why I don't charge for anything, Bill, is because it comes from spirit, comes to me freely from spirit, and I don't want anyone not to have access to the teachings because it's for their spiritual development.
Tim, so, I'm sorry, quick question for yourself. Pardon me. Where people, you know, wherever they may fall on the spectrum of knowing about you, actually be recipients if they're in the listening audience, welcome. And if they do indeed listen to your videos, welcome to those that are. But wherever they may fall, for those that, until they get a chance to maybe visit the website and so forth, can you accentuate what might help them? I know you detail it at the website.
what they should be prepared to have ready for you in the way of having a chart or what have you as you're doing charts for them, if I'm making sense in that question.
Actually, there's a form on the website that they can fill out and ask for, well, I will go into detail. The astrology report is very informative. It's based on the constellations. Our star system is one star system in the Milky Way galaxy, and there's over 400 billion stars in the galaxy alone. And around our solar system, our star, there's 12 to 13 constellations. And
okay, folks, that's a little snippet from my most recent appearance with Tim in the new year, yesterday as it was, now on January 4th, Happy New Year, one and all. Counting down on the clock here for another few minutes. In the interim of that full interview, Tim actually sent me a chart, a numerology chart and a reading chart that I dissected overnight. It's pretty in-depth, and a lot of the categories are spot on. Long story short version, which I'm going to expand upon at my Chemical Holistic Healing Hour podcast show a little bit later today on my YouTube channel as well at time of this taping on January 4th. However you come into these, and whichever ones you may see first. So with about 3 minutes or so left here, I would ask folks to take a peek at the adjacent video display board. There's just a handful of pictures and displays there this time around. I've done a few archival shows here at Blog Talk Radio platform with the video display board to get into greater detail about Tim in particular, Tim Doyle, and his wares from his website, PathToOneness.com, and speaking always and forever about the Golden Ones. So within that episode, when Tim was in studio with me yesterday, we also got into deeper in that session that Tim has plans, perhaps drawing board at this session at this time early in the new year. His webmaster and himself are talking about perhaps himself doing maybe a bi-monthly podcast of some semblance of their own. So as that materializes moving forward, this show always is a bastion for information for Tim to utilize, as I envision him being a frequent guest many times here during the year. He was a two-time guest last year as it ended, and then for, you know, yesterday in studio here. So at my shows, I'm going to get into the numerology chart Tim did for me. I'm going to break that down a little bit more. And being in conversation with Tim, probably by the time he gets back here, we'll be in the confines of February, and we'll see how that 30-day cycle and or whatever fetters out with himself, his webmaster, their plans on maybe initiating their own bi-monthly podcast efforts. That's to coincide with Tim's YouTube channels that I join in on. As he generates them, now up to, I think he just completed the 81st reading of the Golden Ones in his consecutive sessions there at YouTube. I'm a recipient of his newsletter, so do join me at the shows a little bit later. We always talk about food for the mind, body, and the soul. Continue paying it forward. We continue to grow exponentially with your help by doing so. We'll see you there. Have a safe and productive day. Bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Peace, everybody.